proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's going to be open lines this morning, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, why give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But I thought maybe I'll just mention, I just completed last night watching a BBC documentary on the murder of Marilyn Monroe. And it really was fascinating. BBC does great, really investigative reporting. Usually these are not allowed to be shown in America. I did see that there does seem to be a BBC channel now, and whether they're going to be showing some of these wonderful old documentaries they've done on so many subjects, whether it would be Operation Keelhaul, the story of how after the Second World War, why the American invisible government that runs our government and the British government and the Canadian government, the French government, rounded up 6 million Russians and sent them back to Russia to be killed. Now, everybody's heard about the Holocaust and the horror that befell the Jewish people when 6 million of them were killed during the war, but how many people have ever heard of Operation Keelhaul? Keelhaul was a very cruel method of punishment that was used by the captains of British ships, where they tied men who were to be punished to the keel of the ship, front of the ship, and then they were kept there, and of course they were slowly drowned. It's like continuous waterboarding, and whether any of them survived were allowed to come back on the ship, and they just laid there and died as the ship plows the water. But Keelhaul was the most ruthless form of punishment you could have. And that's what our military called it. Our military leaders didn't like what was going on. But military carry-out orders are given. And Operation Keelhaul was rounding up 6 million Russians who had either been captured by the Germans or had defected to the Germans because of their intense hatred of communism. And they were rounded up by our leaders and forcibly sent back to Russia to be killed. And 4 million of them were immediately killed. 2 million just could live there, but could never hold a job, could never own a house, would have to beg for a living. As a constant reminder to the Russian people that the leaders of the West were working closely with the leaders of Russia, and there was no escape from the ruthless tyranny of communism, which it was. And, of course, that is true. The American leaders have always worked with the communists, and they're working with them today. And communism is alive and well in China, and it is alive and well in Russia. Oh, they don't call it communism anymore. The KGB became the oligarchs. But the same process goes, so there's a little more a freedom there, relative freedom in Russia than there was before, but they still have their gulags, and they still torture people on a regular basis, and they kill you if you get out of line, and if you... But, of course, what people do not understand, what even most communists don't understand, is a close working relationship between the leaders of the West, of the oligarchs of the West, and the oligarchs of Russia, because behind all of this is the Brotherhood of Darkness and the secret societies and the spiritual force that rules the world, the so-called Great White Brotherhood, the spiritual hierarchy. And, of course, if you read occult literature, they will tell you about the Great White Brotherhood, the spiritual hierarchy. And, in fact, if you want to get the information, we have a little pamphlet put out by the Luciferians, the Lucius Trust, called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. If you get anything from us, just ask for a free copy, or it's included in our syllabus on the dark secret. And we certainly recommend that syllabus and the talk on the dark secret, because you can't understand anything going on today because it doesn't make sense unless you understand the spiritual forces that energize the people who direct the course of the world on both sides of what used to be the Iron Curtain. Well, anyway, of course, this is started out talking about this wonderful BBC documentary on the murder of Marilyn Monroe. And it's very obvious that Marilyn was murdered. I mean, they interviewed the coroner, who initially said she wasn't, and then years later came to admit that she was. People who were well aware of the fact that Bobby Kennedy had been in Hollywood on the day that Marilyn was murdered, and Bobby had had a long time affair with Marilyn. He'd been told, of course, to stop the affair. He'd been ordered to stop the affair, and but he was drawn back like a moth to the flame, and he was there. And of course, when you are dealing with these wicked people in the Brotherhood of Darkness, they give you an order and you defy them. Why, your doom is sealed. Well, of course, they had to get rid of Marilyn because she was going to have a press conference on the following Monday morning to announce, of course, her affairs with Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy. And she actually had a diary of where she had written down so many things that Bobby had told her about the plans to kill Castro, his plans to kill Castro, his plans to use the various forms of government to get the mafia, and he wanted to get the leaders of the mafia without realizing that they were working hand in glove with the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Sam Giancana was working with the CIA, carrying out assassinations for them throughout the world. And if you've never read the book Double Cross, written by Chuck Giancana, who is the brother of Sam Giancana, he'll tell you how the mafia was carrying out the assassinations of leaders, or at least helping to finance and organize the assassination of world leaders, Diem Nguyen in Vietnam, Patrice Lumumba, and I believe in the Congo, and people Dominican Republic, and it was well known at that time that we were killing them, but of course the mafia was helping to coordinate that, and how they helped to coordinate the murder of President Kennedy, but this sort of thing was what the mafia did. And here Marilyn Monroe, this little actress, is going to expose it. Well, give us a call, 877-254-7524. Marilyn had to die.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more. This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, it's open lines this morning, but give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Talk about what you'd like to talk about. But the DVD, of course, it was beautifully done. I mean, it just they talked to the ex-mayor, Sam Yorty of Los Angeles, and to the coroner and people, the sheriff's department there, and the police officer who investigated Marilyn's death. There was no question in their mind she was murdered. They talked to people, the next-door neighbor, who saw Bobby Kennedy arrive at Marilyn's house on the afternoon that she was murdered, and the helicopter pilots who flew Bobby Kennedy out of there. And then what was so fascinating, other people who claimed that Bobby Kennedy was in San Francisco the whole time, and they were obviously lying. But why would people lie 20 years afterwards? You have to understand how the intelligence services work. I mean, you never tell the truth, or they will kill you, and they will kill your whole family. And they had the woman, who the housekeeper for Marilyn, who 20 years later was lying about, and she admitted, of course, Marilyn was... on the verge of death or in coma at midnight, and yet they didn't get around to calling for help until 3:30 in the morning. And Peter Lawford was over there destroying all the evidence and destroying the diary, and they had, of course, to get rid of all the evidence, and nobody was ever indicted because the forces are so powerful, always in the name of national security. And they talk to people who tried to look into the background of the murder of Marilyn Monroe, and it was always in the name of national security. The information can't be let out. What did Marilyn have to do with national security? Why, she'd been having an affair with both Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy, with both the president and his brother, but she was also having an affair with Sam Giancana of the Mafia. And then, of course, Jack Kennedy was having two of his mistresses who were also sleeping with Sam Giancana. One of them was Judith Exner, the other was Marilyn Monroe. I mean, this is the real world. We have our ideas on our heroes, but you must understand that these are all people who they can control them, because they're fallible individuals, and in return for sex or whatever it will be, they will do exactly what they're told. The president shares two mistresses with Sam Giancana, the godfather of the most powerful mafia family in America, who's working hand in glove with the CIA, assassinating people throughout the world. An amazing story, bringing back lots of memories of the things that have gone on in the past. But you can't understand any of this unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces that are at work. And most people who talk about this never explain what energizes this entire movement. And when you realize the enormity of this and how they eventually were able to arrange for the murder of John Kennedy. How do we know he was murdered? Not by Lee Harvey Oswald, the lone gunman, but as part of an intelligence operation. Well, our friend Colonel Marvin, as you've heard me interview him in the past, we have him in our 4-tape set on deadly assassins, that he admits that when he was in CIA assassination school, the CIA told him how they killed Kennedy because President Kennedy was betraying America and was pro-communist, and so he had to be killed. And E. Howard Hunt, who many people had accused of being on the grassy knoll in Dallas that day when President Kennedy was killed, on his deathbed, told his sons he was certainly there on the grassy knoll. And Jim Rothbard, we've interviewed him in the past. Frank Sturgis, who was admitted to him on his deathbed that he was on the grassy knoll as well. They were all CIA operatives involved in assassinations. And there's no question, of course, that the shot came from the front, not from the back. And if you've never seen our DVD that our good friend Bob Fletcher put out on the Kennedy assassination, well worthwhile. But the only way they're able to get away with this through the years is their powerful spiritual forces concealing the truth from the American people. And, of course, the media in America is controlled so that you will seldom get the truth. And then, of course, so often people will say to me, well, why won't people listen? And that's really, there are two reasons. One, of course, the media is controlled by 5 or 6 major corporations, AOL, Time Warner, split up, but Bertelsmann, German corporation Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, GE that controlled NBC, and the show to Comcast and Fox, which controls Wall Street Journal and Fox News and hundreds of newspapers and magazines throughout the world. And they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. And that's what nobody's ever told you. But that's only part of the story. They've altered the way that most people's, or many people's, minds work. And they've done this simply by things that they put in the diet and things that they inject into people. In fact, if you read the book, The Impact of Science on Society, written in 1953 by Bertrand Russell, that's The Impact of Science on Society, page 50, he will tell you that, you know, simply through the use of diet, injections, and injunctions, they're going to so alter the mind of the children that they will never be able to think independently. So what are they going to put in the diet? Well, they're going to add fluoride to the drinking water because it alters the mind. But not only that, we put in hydrofluorosilicic acid, which has partly has lead in it, and it also is extremely powerful acid. So it'll actually pull lead out of brass fixtures, out of the piping, out of solder. And so, basically, it increases the level of lead in the blood. Specifically, of course, much more in blacks than in whites. They get about 6 times increase of lead, more, 6 times as much lead in their blood of blacks as you do in the whites. And that's, of course, Roger Master's work at Dartmouth. He's a sociologist. And of course, they can correlate the use of hydrofluorosilicic acid in the drinking water and the level of lead in the blood of black children with the fact that 1 in 3 young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole today because they get lead encephalopathy. They know what they're doing. They know how to alter the mind. And, of course, in the vaccines, oh, we're so concerned about the children. We've got to give them the vaccines. They know the mercury and the aluminum are toxic to the brain. And they know that one in 66 boys has now, in America, the United States, has autism. In South Korea, they recently did a study. It's one in 38. They did a large study there. We collect the information differently, and so we are probably much higher here in the United States, probably closer to what they have in South Korea. But this only recently, the last 2 weeks, they published this study in South Korea. One in 38 boys is now autistic in South Korea, and they know it's because of the vaccines. They know what they're doing. And then, of course, one in six children has either a learning disability or one of the neurodevelopmental abnormalities, autism, attention deficit disorder, attention hyperactivity disorder. You could destroy the brain with mercury and the aluminum and the vaccines. They know what they're doing. And so when you talk to people today, and they just will not listen, they can't fathom what's going on, it is because the function of the brain has been intentionally altered by diet and by injections. And you can go and get the book, or we'll send you the pages, page 50, of The Impact of Science on Society by Bertrand Russell. It's all part of the plan to destroy society because of this intention, hatred, and because, of course, they don't want people who can think or who will act rationally. Well, give us a call this morning, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about today, but simply we talk about this wonderful DVD on the murder of Marilyn Monroe. I've never seen anything as exhaustively done, and they talk to various men who were very, very close to her and who filled in as part-time lovers for her, and she showed them the diary that she had. Of course, Bobby Kennedy had told her about all of his plans. They had to get that diary. They could not let that information out. They couldn't let her have the press conference on Monday when she was going to tell the whole story, so they arranged for her death. Who do we have on the line today?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hey, good to have you with us. Good morning. Question or comment?
Yes. Comment, I just want to let you know, I think that I listen to you daily as much as I can, and I think you probably have an audience a lot larger than maybe sometimes you might think you have, and I think there's a lot of people that like listening to you and get very informed by you, and I just want to praise you for your work, and just wanted to let you know that. What's on my mind today, I just thought I'd ask you what your thoughts were now that it's been a little while as far as the radiation from Japan, if you think that that is still an issue or if that is no longer an issue, and I just want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll let you go, and God bless you.
Well, you know, I still have some questions in my mind. Basically, my good friend Russell Blaylock thinks that there really is some significance here. I mean, there's nothing that you're going to stop, eating and drinking, and I think that we do have some evidence of radiation here. I don't think it is at a dangerous level here in the United States. Remember the level of the half-life for the thyroid ion, I think, is 8 days, 8.5 days. The cesium, certainly, and the strontium, you would worry about, but if there is any increase in cancer, it'll be very, very minimal. Over in Japan, I think it's a disaster. Certainly, some people like Russell, who I have the greatest respect for, is very much against nuclear power because, as he says, it can have a disaster like we've just seen. And, of course, as I look and see what happened there in Japan, obviously there was a massive earthquake, there was a massive tsunami. The plants were very old, they had lots of defects in them, they were not built as well as they should. But the way this thing was handled, it was almost as if there was sabotage, and I rather think that there was, because there's an organized effort to discourage the use of nuclear power. And I've always been a great advocate of nuclear power because it's cheap, efficient, and my son was on a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier for many years. And in the military, all of our aircraft carriers are nuclear. Our cruisers are nuclear. Our submarines are nuclear. Nuclear power is incredibly safe when properly used and very efficient. But the one thing that Russell said, Russell Blalock, and we're going to be having him on in another week or so and talk about this. And he said, you know, there's a plant just maybe 30 miles from New York City, a nuclear power plant. And if that thing ever, of course, had a problem, why, it could contaminate all of New York City. What are you going to do? How are you going to evacuate New York City? Well, we'll be back in just a moment. I want to love your thoughts. My number is 877-254-7524.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We had a caller asking about nuclear radiation. I would simply say that I checked with one of my friends who works in this field. His name is Steve. I've known him for a long time. He's worked with radiation for 20 years in the military. He works at Hanford. He just completed his university work. I said, what about the danger to the people here in the United States from the radiation from Japan? He said there isn't any for all intents and purposes. In fact, he said, I'm even thinking of going over to Japan to work now because they're paying large sums of money. And, of course, if you are careful, there's just no real danger to your health. And he's an expert in the field. But I would tell you one thing, and the one thing, that the only reason I have any concern, certainly we know what to do with the spent fuel. We reprocess it. They don't allow that to be done. We know how to have safe nuclear energy. That's what they have on our carriers, on our various naval cruisers, on all of our submarines, nuclear submarines. They've been using it for 50 years. It's safe and efficient and no accidents. But there are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. And there are people who would intentionally sabotage our nuclear power plants to kill off large numbers of people. And Sydney, you could sabotage these plants and intentionally release massive amounts of radiation. And when you're dealing with wicked and evil people who want to kill off large numbers of people throughout the world, I think we have to be very, very careful giving them that weapon that they can use against us. We are dealing with organized evil. We are dealing with people who want a worldwide nuclear war. I'm firmly convinced. And, of course, we are also dealing with people who transferred the nuclear technology to Pakistan so Pakistan can build nuclear weapons. And we've given them the money to build them. We keep giving money to Pakistan, despite the fact we know they're building the nuclear weapons. And so, we are in real trouble. Oh, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stanis. Jim, Colorado.
Oh, hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm real good. Speaking of the Marilyn Monroe death, is that a documentary from the BBC online or YouTube?
No, we just found it. My wife has got it some time ago. I'm sure you could probably find it online, but it's the BBC on the death or murder of Marilyn Monroe. I'm sorry, I don't know which it was called, but we just watched it last night, and it was probably one of the finest documentaries I've ever seen. They interviewed so many people who knew Marilyn very well, and all of the key players were there, both the ones who insisted that that Bobby Kennedy was in San Francisco on the day Marilyn was killed, and then the next door neighbor, and the sheriff, and the deputies, and they all knew that Bobby was there in Los Angeles on the day that Marilyn was killed. Fascinating information, and how they killed her. It's all there. Well worthwhile watching.
I'll look for it then. Back to her murder and after effects, you mentioned Sam Giancana. Well, isn't our PBS broadcast television station supposed to be educational television? That's what it was back in the 50s when all this stuff started, educational TV.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, but PBS is there to mold your reality, not to tell you the truth.
But what I'm getting at is on PBS, they run these marathon things with the music from the 50s and the 60s.
Sure.
And they'll have a couple celebrities introducing the acts. Well, I have seen this thing at least twice on Denver Public Television. It's with the 50s. And Pat Boone is the MC. And who does he have with him? The Phyllis McGuire, girlfriend of Giancana for how many years? What could she know about the death of the Kennedys and or Marilyn Monroe if Giancana's involved with Marilyn Monroe also?
I really don't know, but I will tell you that You are well rewarded if you keep quiet. And if you don't keep quiet and you tell the truth, why, you can have a very, very short life. And really the only way that many of these people will come forward is on their deathbed. There's a gentleman who was involved with the creation of the AIDS virus, and he came forward on his deathbed. He's dying of pancreatic carcinoma, and he's the basis of the book Full Disclosure, explains why they created the AIDS epidemic, and it was all about population control. So, so many of the murders, whether it be Kennedy's murder or the other murders, well-known murders, why, it is only when people are facing death that they will come forward and admit that they were involved in these assassinations. So, but PBS is not going to tell you the truth, I fear.
I'm sure they're
very hard to get the truth out on television. In fact, the only time I've really seen any good series was the Jesse Ventura series for 2 years, and I doubt it'll be back again. In fact, Jesse has a new book, and I'm hoping to interview him on it very soon. It's called 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, and these are all government documents, like the CIA assassination manual, that tells the CIA agents how to kill people.
Jesse was just on Alex's program yesterday for an hour.
Hey, pardon?
Jesse was on Alex Jones's program yesterday for an hour.
Well, I mean, we're trying to get him on. Trying to get him on, too. But, you know, the fact he gets out on Alex is wonderful, you know, and Alex is doing a great job. What did Jesse have to say?
I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, well, I wonder if he's talking about his new book, 63, in fact.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the subject matter was, but I was in my car, and I had to get into a building, and it was just coming on, and that's all I know. He was introduced.
Well, pray for Alex Jones for his safety and provision, because we need Alex on the front line there. He is doing a great, great job. And so is Jesse Ventura.
I agree. That's all I have. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you so much for calling. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, why, give us a call. But Jesse Ventura is a very courageous man, and so is Alex. In fact, he's had some fellow on recently who was, I think, an assistant secretary of state or defense in three administrations, Stephen Peacenik, something like that. I'm not pronouncing the name right, but, and he said, Bin Laden had been dead for many years, and he was told by a top-ranking general that September 11th, 2001 attack was an inside job. In other words, it wasn't Bin Laden at all. It was simply used as an excuse to take us into a war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and everybody died there. Absolutely no reason at all. All a lie.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, I saw an interesting program with Jesse Ventura, television interview. Incidentally, our number is 877-254-7524. But, of course, as so often happens, why the host is very antagonistic, and he sort of looks at Jesse and says, why you're suggesting, you know, that what happened on September 11, 2001 was an inside job, and that it wasn't the terrorists at all. And Ventura looked at him and said, well, they've lied to me before. I mean, why should I believe what they say? He said, I was at Harvard when Robert McNamara came there and admitted the Gulf of Tonkin incident was phony. He said, I was in Vietnam. 58,000 Americans died in Vietnam. And the Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't occur. And 58,000 Americans died for no reason at all, except that the government lied to us. Why should I believe what they told us about what happened on September 11th? And boy, the hostile questioner quickly changed the subject to something else. But Jesse did a very, very good job. And you have to have a vehicle of presenting information. I mean, Cindy, when people want to tell you, well, you don't trust the government, of course, I always like to separate the government from the invisible government. We have a legitimate government. We have an invisible government. And you have to understand, we have an invisible government. It works through the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, and the myriad of other secret organizations and semi-secret organizations which work within the shadows. But, of course, they lied to us. You remember Jessica Lynch, the story of this courageous woman over there in Iraq, and when her convoy was certainly ambushed, why she was there firing to the last shot and then captured by the wicked Iraqis. And then, of course, they sent in a special forces team to get her out. And it was all a lie. First of all, she was being well cared for by the Iraqis. They made a special place for her in one of their hospitals, displaced some of their own wounded people, and they'd been calling the special forces, asking the military to come and pick her up. But, of course, they didn't want that. They wanted a photo op, so they waited until the film crews were there. And then the Iraqis are saying, hey, go send a hospital, an ambulance over and pick up your wounded woman here, you know, your wounded female soldier. No, we had to spend the special forces in with the cameras rolling and running up the stairs with guns in hand. And it was all a photo op. And Jessica Lynch admitted, I wasn't firing my rifle at all. I mean, I didn't fire a single shot. Yeah, all a photo op. Remember the story of Pat Tillman? I mean, that heroic American football player who gave up a career in professional football to go to Afghanistan to fight for his country, and he's awarded a Silver Star. Killed in action, leading his men up the hill, charging the enemy. all a lie, told by the entire media all across America. Why would you believe anything that they tell you? The media is coordinated. It's coordinated by five or six major corporations, all of which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, all of which are paid to tell you things that aren't true. Now, occasionally you will get the truth. This is why I read the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. I mean, they have to print the truth once in a while. Or even if they don't print the whole truth, at least they've raised the questions on what's going on. I was reading an article the other day about the increase in asthma. Asthma is increasing dramatically in children and adults. About 1 in 10 children, less than that, it's actually 1 in 9 children now, has asthma. But they say, oh, we have no idea why it's happening. CDC says it's a terrible problem. They have no idea. Of course they know why. It's in the vaccinations. You get the kids that aren't vaccinated, they don't have the asthma. You go to the adults that aren't vaccinated, they don't have the incidence. They have perhaps 10% or less of the incidence of the people who are vaccinated, because the purpose of vaccination is to fool the immune system. So read the articles. There's enough there to make it worthwhile, but understand that they lie. They consistently lie, and they cover up the truth. And if you try to work for the media and you tell the truth, you're going to lose your job. We carry a wonderful book. It's called Into the Buzzsaw. Into the Buzzsaw. And it has people from ABC and CBS and all the major networks who've done programs that told the truth. They've been blacklisted. And, of course, in the case of Gary Webb, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury, wrote about the CIA and drugs and exposed the relationship between the CIA and the drug trafficking, why he ended up being blacklisted, couldn't get a job anywhere in America in the media, and ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to be certain he was dead. This is the sort of thing that really happens in America today. The book, Into the Buzzsaw, you'll actually read the interviews with Gary Webb from the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, Monica Jensen Stevenson, who is a producer for 60 Minutes and did a wonderful job until she did a piece on Vietnam and the men we abandoned there, the men we left behind. In fact, that was the title of her book, which was actually actively suppressed by Macmillan, the publisher, because it talked about the CIA and drugs and how they were bringing back the bodies of our fallen heroes with all the intestines removed and their intestinal cavity packed with the drugs that the CIA was bringing into the United States. The CIA, the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. And, of course, that's what the war on drugs is all about. I mean, how could you possibly have a war on drugs and do such a poor job unintentionally? Drugs, the drug money is being used, of course, for the black budget to control the world, to bring about the world order. The new religion will be back to wrap up the program.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan. Wrapping up the program here today, and it's just the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we've got over 60 outlets now every week. Just picked up a couple in Utah, and we hope that we're going to have an impact there as well. In the areas where we're heard, why, certainly we do have an impact. And, of course, the best way is through radio. Once you get people listening on radio, then you get them listening on the Internet or shortwave or by satellite. But they have to know about you, and we certainly, certainly get the information out by word of mouth. So please tell others, and if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. And, you know, after thinking and contemplating, I mean, how they were able to get away with murdering Marilyn Monroe and murdering President Kennedy and murdering Bobby Kennedy. After all, he was shot from behind. But Saran Saran was standing in front of him, and to this day, he says he doesn't know what happened under hypnosis. He's talked about the girl in the polka dot dress, but Saran doesn't know, remember actually shooting the shots. And, of course, the bullet came from behind Bobby Kennedy's right ear, about an inch behind. Saran Saran was 3 feet in front of him. And, of course, they killed Martin Luther King, the man who, Lloyd Jowers, who actually got the rifle from the murderer and then handed it off again later, eventually on his deathbed confessed, and there was a trial, and totally blacked out by the media, and they sent James Earl Ray to prison for life. They knew he was an innocent man. Judge Battle, who wanted, of course, to give him a new trial, died on the very day that he said we're going to give James Earl Ray a trial. They couldn't let James Earl Ray go to trial. The interesting thing is about that story is that there was a woman whose husband said that she saw James Earl Ray with a rifle. The woman said he didn't. My husband was drunk all day long. He didn't see him with a rifle. I saw the man who did it. They sent her to a mental institution for 10 years. That's in Jerry Ray's new book that we probably ought to carry. We can't carry all the books, but Jerry Ray wrote a book about his brother, James Earl Ray, and how he had been simply railroaded off to jail. And Sidney told the story of this woman. They sent her to a mental institution for 10 years. Mark Lane eventually got her out. There was nothing wrong with her mind, but that's what they do to people who have the truth. And, of course, once you've been in a mental institution, who'll believe anything you say? And this, unfortunately, is the sort of thing that goes on in America today. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talk on the forbidden secret, the dark secret. There's a syllabus that goes with both of those. Get the information, copy it, and you have my permission to copy anything that we produced. help us get the information out. Great DVD on the Trilateral Commission by Pat Wood. Great DVD by Constance Cumby on the emergence, the coming of the world leader, and what the people from the dark side told Constance. The 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, were involved in a spiritual battle. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Or where you hear us on the internet 9 hours a day, please pray for Radio Liberty. Our permission to come to
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package.